It's great to be with you. Look, Republicans in the House Financial Services Committee want innovation in blockchain and cryptocurrencies and the development. We want that development in the United States benefiting the US GDP, US innovators, and US workers. And most recently, what we have now is an issue connected to the infrastructure bill that was passed and signed into law. It has a provision that's a very bad provision that, in my view, will inappropriately tax digital assets in a bad way and force a lot of that business offshore. So, under leadership of Patrick McHenry of North Carolina, Tim Ryan of Ohio, we're proposing that Congress make sure that Treasury write the rules where we will not hurt the business of developing digital assets. And so, what we're doing now is we're trying to get that correction through regulations issued by the Treasury.
Congressman, this is Emily here. Thank you much for joining us, so much for joining us. Who specifically do you want to see defined by the Treasury as a crypto broker, and who do you want excluded from that definition and those reporting requirements?
Yeah, well, let me give you sort of the philosophy. A broker we typically think of as someone who's customer facing, someone who's engaged in the transaction. And yet, the way the language was in the Senate bill that was drafted for the infrastructure measure, it could sweep up software developers, miners, people involved in the blockchain far away from customer facing. So I think the philosophy would be is that Treasury narrows that definition to somebody that's actually a broker, and therefore is customer facing. That would be the philosophical approach.
Representative, when you think about the committee assignments that you do have and on the Financial Services Committee, considering the amount of attention that cryptocurrency is getting right now and the cryptocurrency that gets traded on platforms like Robinhood, which prompted some of the retail Reddit trading frenzy, if you will, of 2021 and the discussions that ensued thereafter among your committee, particularly, following that frenzy, were there going to be or are there going to be any decisions to come on investor protections, whether in cryptocurrency or even in capital markets, stemming from the hearings and the falling action that took place?
Yeah, great question, Brad. We have a fintech task force of the House Financial Services Committee. Fully bipartisan. I was the senior Republican on it in the last Congress. It's doing good work, exactly holding hearings on how to keep America competitive, how to protect customers, and how to educate the future of amendments we need to make either regulatorily or by law to facilitate a token digital economy on a blockchain. And it's been very educational. And so, in this particular next year, I think you could see issues around the securities aspect of that on capital markets with Gary Gensler at the SEC. You could see the definition of a stable coin. What is that? How is it defined? How does it have to be issued? Following up on a recent Janet Yellen Treasury report on that topic.
Congressman, I want to switch gears and ask about another piece of legislation recently introduced in the Senate. Now, I understand that you are in the House of Representatives, but I do want to ask because Senator John Ossoff has introduced the Banned Congressional Stock Trading Act with Senator Mark Kelly that would require that lawmakers and their spouses and dependents place their stock portfolios in a blind trust while they're in office. What do you think about this kind of proposal?
Well, there are a number of proposals that relate to essentially stopping members of Congress from owning individual stocks. And I would remind all the listeners that the Congress in 2012 passed the Stock Act, which was signed into law by President Obama, which has rigorous reporting of any position that's held by a member of Congress and reiterates that there is absolutely a ban on using any information that's derived from one's work in Congress, the House or Senate, or the executive branch for that matter, that could be considered insider trading. So that's fully illegal now. The penalties are quite strict, and the reporting is monthly of transactions. So I'm happy to look at proposals from the House and Senate that go deeper, but I would suggest the Stock Act is really working. A number of members have filed incorrectly or filed erroneously and have been disciplined for that. So one member has left Congress because of breaking the law. So we have that process now, but I'd be happy to look at what the House and Senate might consider in a further clarification on securities ownership.
Regardless of rigorous reporting mechanisms, should congressional members be allowed to hold names of companies in their portfolio who are directly impacted by their decisions on key decisions that they are privy to information and hold policy decision-making stances over how those companies may either be detrimentally impacted in one sense or in the other sense may be beneficiaries?
Well, you have full transparency, Brad, would be one way to look at it, which is you have a full position disclosed of everybody in the person's family, spouse, dependent children, of all those positions, all the net changes up or down during the course of the year reportedly. And you have the ability to investigate what a member is doing or not doing in their committee work. And are they, in fact, trading that stock? And so that's what I'm saying is I think it's transparent. I think the work in Congress seems to be transparent. Members own mutual funds, exchange-traded funds, and individual stocks currently, individual bonds and bond funds currently. But that transparency, I don't believe, would let somebody get away with breaking the law and not leaving a major paper trail. That's essentially my point. So the presumption that it's unknown or that they in some way have a advantage, I think a hidden advantage, I guess I would say, or that they're exempt from federal prosecution for insider trading, I don't believe that's an accurate description.